again. Yeah, Fat Mac, Big Mike, Almighty, Big Sale, Connection. Live and direct from the Mac City Limits, man. Well, today is it the 9th? Is that what it is? Hold on, let me see what the date is, nigga. Shit. Yeah, it's August 9th. It's on a Thursday, dog. I'm basically going to speak on some shit that went down yesterday, man. I don't even feel like typing all that shit out, dog. I'm like, I just typed up some shit for the 7th and the 8th in the Mac City Journal, and my fingers is tired, nigga. I can't do no more typing. So I'm gonna go ahead and spit some shit that happened yesterday. Just give it, you know, all my Mac City players a little update, man, for what happened on the 8th. Basically, yesterday I met up with crybaby ass Jessica, and I also met up with a fan favorite. Yeah, chick that y'all know by Xena. That's right, man. Typically, I don't do this kind of shit, man. It's like, you know, bang two broads in one day. But, nigga, I don't know. I just felt good, man. I felt like I was on some shit yesterday, man. I was just like, fuck that dumb shit, man. I had me some liquor. I had me some Levitra pills. You know, them some dick hard pills for y'all niggas that don't know. And, nigga, I handled my biz, man. So, basically, you know, both these chicks, you know, been calling me all week and shit. You know, Xena, she flaked out like two or three times all week. I guess she was waffling, man, trying to figure out what she was gonna do, you know, because evidently, you know, her money situation been real tight. She run a store out of her project housing dwelling, and evidently a couple other individuals, they opened up stores also. I don't know if any of y'all niggas know what's up with that, man, but a store is basically, you know, neighborhood kids come over to her spot, man, buy candy and shit. And a lot of niggas come over there, buy Black and Miles and cigarettes, and, you know, she make a nice little grip doing that. That's a nice little hustle and shit, man. So she was making some change, you know, doing that for a while. That's why y'all niggas hadn't really seen her, man. She dropped off the map because her store was doing real nice. But evidently, she no longer monopolizes the ghetto stores, because a couple other motherfuckers that open up ghetto stores. So her profits have been cut severely. So yes, enter the Fat Mac. Yeah, so finally she stopped waffling and she decided to go ahead, put in some more work with a nigga. And I'm gonna get to that, but first I gotta talk about Jessica, cause damn, dog, it's all kind of crazy shit going on with her, man. You know, she dropped off the map 2 years ago. She was gonna get married, and she did get married, and I hadn't heard from her in like 2 years, man. So this summer she motherfucking calls a nigga up, man, and she's basically telling me that she need work. She need to put in some work, because her and her husband have split up. They're no longer together. He left her with a whole shitload of bills, so she need to motherfucking, you know, handle that biz. So we've done, yesterday would be the third shoot that we've done this summer and shit. And I don't know what it is, but I had yet to actually get a real good fuck scene with her. And just like with Xena, I had yet to actually get a real good fuck scene, man. You know, it's just, like I said, it's the hardest thing in the world to really be humping on these hoes and filming at the same time, man. It's almost impossible for me. You know, the whole thrill is gone, basically. It's nothing sexual about doing this shit at all anymore. It's just like doing laundry, man. Even though I find both of them sexually attractive and sexually appealing, but still there's no emotions really involved in it. It's really mechanical. So I don't really get into that, just that mechanical fucking shit. I really gotta dig a bitch, you know, for my equipment to work right. I gotta really care about her and shit. So that was the main problem I was having with both them females, man. But basically, I wasn't having no luck having no real good fuck scenes with Jessica, man. So I devoted yesterday to making a really good fuck scene with Jessica. But before I did that, I'm like, man, fuck the dumb shit. Fuck the, you know, the average shit I'm doing, man. I'm gonna take her out on the highway. We gonna have some motherfucking fun, man. So I went and picked her up. You know, she was looking all right. You know what I mean? She's looked better, but it was kind of like short notice, man. So I pick her up, we go on the highway. I have her stripped butt naked in the goddamn ride, man. She don't give a fuck, man. I mean, It was just wild, man. Just her whole attitude is just beautiful, man. She's probably the freakiest chick that I know, man, because she really gets off on that shit, man. She was getting real worked up knowing that she was asshole naked in my truck, man. And then it was like trucks and vans passing her by. She didn't give a fuck, you know. She's sitting there playing with her clit, you know, while I'm driving down the highway. And she just playing with herself, man. And you can hear the, you know, the juices flowing in the pussy and shit. You know, the I'm like, damn, boy. And before I knew it, man, I'm on the highway next to semis. I gotta stop this shit, nigga. My luck's gonna run out. But I'm like, man, fuck that, man. So while she was butt-ass naked, I took my motherfucking pants down and my drawers, and I got me some head, nigga, on the goddamn highway, boy. And she was going to town on that motherfucker, too, man. Mm-mm-mm. And then after that, we went to a park. And, you know, we took some snapshots out there at the park next to the truck, out in the woods and shit. And then we went back to the hotel. And then, damn, it was on, man. You know, nigga was worked up. Nigga was ready for some action after seeing all that freaky ass shit, man. Oh, yeah, let me tell you, man. She was like, also, we was on the highway. She was flashing truckers, man. There's a whole lot of truckers that was going by. And she would give a fuck, man. She was like putting her titties up to the window and flashing the truckers and shit. I'm like, damn. And she is about this shit, man. Unfortunately, I didn't get those moments on video, man. She started doing that shit, you know, when, I mean, I wasn't even paying attention. And she was just, I'm like, damn, nigga, you should have told me you was going to do that. That would have been some good shit to have on video, man. But I don't have that shit, so. But I got damn near everything else. Everything that I'm talking about, damn near, I got on video, man. So, get to the hotel. Excuse me. Yeah, man, you know, so we going ahead doing our thing, handling our business at the hotel and shit. You know, first start off with the head game. And I done spoiled her. She's like one of the few chicks I've only, you know, gone down on and shit as far as eating pussy and shit, man. And that's just like a ritual with both of us, man. It's like when we always meet, we both hook each other up and shit. So I usually hook her up first, and then I get hooked up second on the oral, right? And there's a reason why I do that. It's because I don't want to get hooked up first, right? And then get all erect and then go down on her, right? And then basically, to me, that's kind of like a waste of a fucking erection, man. I like to go ahead and get the head, get sucked off while I'm hard, go ahead and jump in the pussy and shit while I'm hard. You understand what I'm saying? The other way around is kind of irritating, man. It'd be like, first I would get the head, then I would give her head, and then I would have to get head again to get up so I can fuck her and shit. So this way, you know, we can have shit flow smooth if I get head second. So I usually give her head first. So that was a switch in the game. She wasn't really used to that shit, you know. She had to get me head first. And then basically I told her, I'm like, you're going to give me head first, and then I'm going to hit the pussy. And then after I'm done hitting it, then I'll give you head and shit. So she was cool with that, and it was pretty good, man. I was pretty impressed with myself, man. I really put forth a good effort. We all know that my fuck scenes suck, but you know, Max City ain't really about that. You know, it's just about, you know, it's about the adventure, man. It's about the journey. It's about what can I do just to get them on video, nigga. That's what it's all about, man. Ain't necessarily about my prowess, because we all know I suck. But yet and still, like I said, man, it's all about the journey. It's all about the drama. It's all about the storyline, man. That's what it's all about. But a funny thing happened, man, while we was doing our thing, man. She was riding the dick. She was on top, and I had a rubber on, right? And a pretty, you know how it is, man. You hitting it, and you know, when you hit it with a rubber, it feel okay. But when the rubber is off, it feels great. So she's riding it, she's riding it, she's grinding on it, she's going to town on a nigga. And all of a sudden, I can feel the warmthness of the pussy, man. It's like blazing hot. The shit was feeling super good, nigga. So I knew the rubber had to come off. I was like, oh, snap, get up. So she gets up, and the rubber's gone. It's off my dick, man. So she was like, oh, damn, the rubber's gone. I'm like, no shit. So usually, you know, you can like stick your finger up in the pussy and get the rubber out. But in this case, the goddamn pussy sucked the rubber way up in the pussy, man. She could not get the rubber out, man. I know for like 20 minutes to like 30 minutes, she was trying to find the rubber. We could not find, like, where the fuck did the rubber go, man? Yeah, she just couldn't find it. She was digging and digging, and she did jumping jacks, and she did everything she could to try and dislodge the condom, man, but it just wouldn't come out and shit. And of course, she's shitting bricks because, I guess y'all niggas need to know that. I guess she got back with her husband or some shit, right? So, that's a bad thing in itself. You know, you got a condom lodged up in you, then you go home to your husband. That don't look too good, you know what I mean? So I was just telling her, I'm like, you just can't have sex until that thing come out, nigga. That's all there is to it. It ain't like you going home and you got a hickey on your neck, you know, something that's visible. You know what I mean? So, I mean, this is something that you can get away with. You can't hide and disguise this situation. Yeah, you just can't let them hit the shit when you got that rubber up in you, because you don't want that rubber to pop out, man. You don't want that shit to happen. So, yeah, I guess she's back with her husband and shit. Now, I need to decide if I'm going to keep fucking with her, you know. Shit, you know, because I don't like to really be dealing with females that got serious relationships, man. But she claimed that they ain't really on that level no more. She's just staying with him and all that kind of shit. But you know how these females are. They say any goddamn thing, man. But it really ain't my motherfucking job to critique it and to analyze and investigate it, man. You know, whatever the female say is what she say. If she says she ain't really with him like that on that level anymore, she just staying with him for, you know, convenience sake, then so be it. You know what I mean? So, but needless to say, about 30 minutes elapsed with the condom was lodged up in the pussy, man, but she finally got it out. Yeah, and once that happened, then I went back to tapping that ass again. That's pretty much the story on Jessica, man. I had a really good time doing that. And then, of course, I thought the day was done. I go home, I'm laying down, I'm chilling, minding my own business. Then I get a motherfucking call from who else? Xena. Oh, man, so I'm thinking to myself, well, I still got the hotel room, but I'm tired, nigga. You know, I already done did me a little gig and shit, so I was ready to lay it down. But I'm like, nigga, you got the hotel room now. I like, motherfucker, you better, like, drink a Red Bull or something. Get pep, nigga. Like, this Xena, motherfucker. Like, Xena's got, like, the tightest pussy ever, man. It's always, I always have horrible fuck sessions with her because her pussy is so tight. And plus, you know, the condoms make my dick so limp. So, it's like damn near impossible just getting up in her shit, man. You know, if I meet a bitch with a big pussy that's pretty loose, I usually shove my shit up in there, you know, before it gets real, real limp. And if I'm up in there, then the warmth of the pussy usually keep my shit hard. But with Xena, nigga, it's too tight, nigga. I can't get it up in there. If my shit is semi-limp, it ain't going in. Your shit got to be on swole hard to penetrate them motherfucking sugar walls, man. So that's why I never really had a real good fuck session with her and shit. But today I was determined to have another good fuck session. So I go ahead, go over her crib. Of course, I got to deal with 800, 900 niggas looking me in my face because she has a store. So niggas is coming up buying cookies and chips and pops and cigarettes and Black and Milds and all this kind of shit. And then there was some nigga over there that was supposed to be her one-time boyfriend or whatever. And this nigga looking at me cock-eyed and shit, wondering who the fuck I am. And I'm just like, nigga, don't say nothing to me. You know, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, so she basically, let me back up, because basically she been calling me all day and she don't have no phone, but she was using her neighbor's phone. And I told her, you know, I would get back at her, and if she called me later on in the day, I let her know if I was gonna fuck with her and shit. So some time goes by, she don't call me back, and I made up my mind I'm gonna fuck with her, right? So I had to get in my ride, drive all the way over to the projects, go check her out, be like, okay, so what's up, you ready, you want to do this? And so she basically told me no. She said, you know, she didn't have no babysitter, and it was just bad timing and all this kind of shit. Her hair was all fucked up and all this kind of shit. So I'm like, cool, don't worry about it. So I started to make my way home, and then lo and behold, she changed her mind again. She calls me up, talking about, hey, what's up? I'm ready. I'm down. We need to make this happen. Let's do it. I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, I'm sure. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I make a U-turn, go back and get her. She's hollering at her sister, and her sister is all smiles and shit. Her sister is evil as fuck, man. Her sister's like the Wicked Witch of the West or the East or the whatever, man. But she's just an ill-ass broad, man. And I remember when I first met her sister, Zena's sister, she was like, my sister doing what for you? Ain't no way in hell I'd ever do this or do that. You don't pay enough, such and such. You know, but now her sister, like, a couple times I've been over there, her sister's like really cheesing hard at me, man. I know the signs, nigga. She will. When I seen her smiling at me the other day, I kind of figured that, man, she want to fuck with me, man. She's curious about this shit. She want to fuck with it and shit. And just turns out later on in that night, I found out that her sister, you know, was talking to Zena, and she been inquiring about this motherfucking cyber pimping. So y'all just might see Zena's sister pretty soon, asshole naked on MacCity.com. So just letting y'all know, that's heads up. But anyway, basically what I'm saying is, Zena had to get a babysitter, so the babysitter was gonna be the sister, but the sister is always hating on Zena every time she's gonna go somewhere with me, man. It's like she can't never help Zena do shit when it comes to me. So she said, okay, I'll watch the kids. And I told Zena, I said, look, I'm about to go to my ride. Hey, you got 5 minutes, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't keep me waiting. I'm going to the ride. Go ahead, get whatever supplies you need to bring to the hotel, and let's roll. You know, I'm on a time schedule here, right? So, yeah, I go to the ride. I'm chilling in it. 5 minutes go by. I'm like, I told that half of 5 goddamn minutes, man. And believe me, I wanted to roll out, man. I wanted to just be out. But, nigga, I've been waiting so long to get back to this goddamn Zena broad, man. Cause I don't think y'all seen her since she's had the baby, nigga. I don't think she's done shit since she's had the baby, and the baby's like a year. So I think Zena been out of commission for like a year, year and a half, or whatever. So, yeah, man, that's what it is. I'm like, and niggas been hollering at me wanting to see her again. So I had to take one for the team, nigga. So I just sat in that motherfucking truck in that parking lot, and I just waited. 5 minutes turned to 10 minutes. 10 minutes turned to 15 minutes. 15 minutes turned to 20 minutes. 20 minutes turned to 20. I'm like, I mean, I was at the for like 25 fucking minutes waiting on her to come back out of the house and shit. Well, finally, she comes around the corner. She's all pissed off, all stressed out, man. She was telling me this story about how her sister changed her mind, didn't want to babysit the kids and all this kind of shit. And, so Zena had to go around and was trying to find people that she thought was reliable, that would watch her kids and all that kind of shit. So that was the main problem, man. So I'm like, damn, man, the sister is always hating. I think the sister want to really do some personal shit on the real, man. I really do. It's like, she just hates a little too hard when I come around, bruh. So I'm going to work on that, man. I'm going to go over there because y'all got to see the sister. Her and the sister, they built totally different. You know, you can tell they sisters in the face a little bit, but the sister's like really super, super thick, nigga. You gotta check her out. She's got a nice little shape, though, to be, you know, she's kind of like a fat girl. But anyway, let me get back to the story, man, to the main story. Well, we getting a ride. I'm taking her to the hotel. You know, she's telling me all the things. She usually tells me about these niggas hounding her and trying to fall in love with her, trying to wife her up and shit. And she keep motherfucking giving these niggas the stop sign, but they keep coming at her and shit. But basically, really ain't much to say, man. When we get to the hotel, you know, I did my thing, man. Actually, I was doing pretty good on the fuck shit, man, but goddamn, man, I don't know. I just think I just got fatigued. You know, I think I was like maybe 10, 15 minutes into it, and my shit just said, fuck it, nigga. I just started to get the limp noodle, man. So the curse of Zena is still in effect, man. I have yet to actually finish off a good fuck scene with Zena, man. Damn, but I did better than usual with her, so y'all might want to look out for that, because that's still a pretty good video. You know, it's better than ones I've done in the past with her, so holy shit, man. And you know, I wanted to go up in a raw like a motherfucker too, man, but I just don't do that shit, nigga. I don't be going up in these females raw, nigga. But I won't, goddamn, nigga. I swear I was 2 seconds off just saying, fuck it, pulling off that condom, jumping in that pussy raw, because I know it's good, nigga. Damn, I know it's good. And she's clean as fuck, nigga. She is like the cleanest chick I know, man. She must have brushed her teeth. She brushed her teeth before, you know, the session. And she must have brushed it for like 15 minutes. Then after the session, she must have brushed her teeth another 15 minutes. And I'm not exaggerating, nigga. God damn, girl. And then right after that, shit, she jumped in the tub. And when she's in the tub, she scrubs and scrubs and scrubs and scrubs. And she'll be in the tub for like a half hour just washing up, man, before and after. I like that shit. You know what I mean? I like a broad that's on that shit, man. So, really, that's basically all I got to say, man, about what happened to me yesterday. Didn't want to type it up. I know a lot of y'all cats prefer the shit to, you know, get wrote down, man, but I couldn't write it. I was just tired, man. So, yeah, I fucked with Xena yesterday, and I fucked with Jessica. Y'all know these videos probably ain't gonna get put up till, you know, 3-4 months down the road. You know how I'm backed up full of video, nigga. I got tons of video that I ain't even posted yet, shit. So, but you know, you will see the pictures coming this week, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. So that's basically it. Both Xena and Jessica got crushed, got smashed by the Fat Mac, nigga. And I'm extremely tired and exhausted today because I did a whole lot of hip gyrating, nigga, for real. But anyway, that's it. I want to go ahead and thank all y'all, you know, for coming through, spending a little time with a nigga, man, and keep supporting the cause. And there's more to come, man. So y'all take it easy. I'm out. That's it. That's it. That's it.